Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A 1, 2, 3, 4.
The Brutally Delicious Podcast. The Brutally Delicious Podcast. The Brutally Delicious Podcast. The Brutally Delicious Podcast.
I am certain I will be dating myself with this question. How well do you remember the Metal Blade compilations? Specifically volumes 1 and 2. Coffin Storm and their release, Arcana Rising, would fit in the realms of those Metal Blade compilations quite nicely. I do not make this comparison as a knock on this album in any way. Some of my favorite bands I first discovered on those first two volumes. It is amazing how Coffin Storm has captured the sound and feel of mid-80s heavy metal. But maybe this should come as no surprise, since the members are comprised of black metal legends from Norway, and two of the trio have been playing together since the early 80s. The first thing that stands out about this album is the riff and songwriting. The guitars are the shining star of Coffin Storm. It is solidly in the heavy metal realm. However, the riffs hearken to the early releases of the greats of the thrash scene. It is a great and refreshing combination, leaving you never in a moment of boredom. And with songs that are slow to mid-paced, this is a great feat. The original idea behind this project was for it to be a doom project, and while that doesn't really play out with the direction the guitar work took, when you add in the vocals, one can really see the intent of this album. Fenriz lends his vocal cords to this release. And this is the only place where the album is left lacking. Even though his performance on vocals and the vocal lines he has written also are one of the strongest connections to those early 80s releases. Back then, the vocalists were creating something new, and it was certainly rough around the edges, trying to find that perfect mix between dark, heavy, and yet melodic. But at this point in the game, there shouldn't really be any reason to emulate the roughness of those early days. The vocals really add to the doom metal feeling of the album. It is clear the direction that Fenriz was going, and it is possible that with time his execution on this will improve. And I really hope this isn't a one-off project, because it has some very nice moments throughout the 45 minutes of music. Musically, there is a mix here. From the doom-laden over Frozen Moors and Arcana Rising, to the classic metal tracks of Open the Gallows and Clockwork Cult, and then my two favorite tracks that are solid old-school thrash, 85 and 7 Miles and Ceaseless Abandon. These songs are true songs. By this, I mean they are not just a series of riffs like so many bands create today in call songs. These tracks are real songs that move you through a journey and a story. Maybe it's my age, but they were refreshing and certainly a positive experience. Will you find the same solace as I did while listening to Arcana Rising? I cannot answer that question, but there is only one way to find out, and I hope you take that path of discovery.
Hi, this is Chad Nicefield.
And this is Justin Press.
We're the host of Making Waves, the Shiprock podcast, a part of the Sound Talent Media Podcast Network. We're inviting you to sail away with us on an epic journey in musical enlightenment. Every week, we bring you only the best artists in rock music and discuss everything from the cruise to the stage to the saga of being a professional recording artist. We'll have lots of special guests along the way, so tune in every week.
Your stateroom is available every Monday morning, so welcome aboard.